This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 482. How to turn anxiety into opportunity with business networking, and the intersection of ideals with a product development strategy, both by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host, reading to you every single day to help you optimize your business life. And today I've got not one, but two posts for you, both of them from Michael Melberg, who I'm going to tell you more about right after the readings. But for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Turn Anxiety into Opportunity with Business Networking by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. If there's one thing that makes business owners anxious, it's networking. Some would describe it as difficult, others stressful. However, the importance of it cannot be understated. Business networking can lead to partnerships, sales, and future contacts that can help you, and you them, in unforeseen ways. It's a necessity for any business owner. And if you do it wrong, you'll miss countless opportunities. So, how does someone like me, who is anxious about networking with other professionals, push through? It's simple. Start by breaking the ice. Typically, business networking happens at events where everyone has a shared interest. For example, a conference, vendor exposition, or networking event for small business professionals. Knowing you all have shared interests is a great way to break the ice with people who would otherwise be considered complete strangers. Breaking the ice with someone is the first necessary step to get a conversation going. Everyone's style will be different, but if you remain friendly and professional, it's easy to get a conversation going to open the door for business discussions. Just ask a few non-threatening questions, like where are you from or what brings you here? If you're the one answering their questions, try to think in advance of something memorable you can say. Should you find a business connection while networking, you can reference this memorable statement in a follow-up email. Starting the real business discussion. After warming up with a few harmless questions, if the other person is interested in engaging, this will inevitably lead to a conversation about what each of you works on. This is where the value of business networking will really shine. Start the real business conversation with a handshake and an introduction. Don't forget to ask their name. While it might seem counterintuitive, focus on how you can help them. By doing so, you'll pique their interest, leave a good impression, and make them want to follow up. Usually, if you can help your newly met business acquaintance, there's business to be had and money to be made. A few additional tips. First, bring plenty of business cards, and don't be stingy about giving them out. Second, have an elevator pitch memorized and be sure you can recite it naturally. You will be asked plenty of times what you do, and you want to be certain what you say is both interesting and valuable. Third, get their card. If they don't have one, ask them to write their info on one of yours. You cannot rely on them contacting you back. Not only is it out of your control, they will likely get busy and never respond. Get their card. Finally, write a reminder of what you discussed in the card, as well as a few details about them, after they leave, of course. This will help jog your memory on why you want to work together. It will also make your follow-up call or email more personal. The intersection of ideals with a product development strategy. By Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. Apple's keynote less than 48 hours ago lit the internet ablaze with renewed talk of the time-honored, no pun intended, wristwatch. The Apple Watch is a stunning product with a high-tech take on a historically classical instrument. It looks to have been designed with astrology, horology, and watchmaking front and center. The keynote showcased feature upon feature, advertising dozens of ways it would simplify life and deepen interpersonal connections. Through the lights and magic, however, Apple could not, perhaps did not, hide their pride. Pride in the most intense focus on the intersection of design and craftsmanship in any product to date. What is product design? Internally, the Apple Watch hardware design is extraordinarily thoughtful. Externally, its craftsmanship is gorgeous. The software stack that interacts with this hardware is no less remarkable, allowing nearly infinite possibilities through an ecosystem of custom applications. Design for Apple has always been front and center, yet it has never shone better than with this new device. In a Wired article, Inside the Shop of the Last Great American Watchmaker, the mechanical watchmaker Roland G. Murphy Watch Company discusses the work of his team in Pennsylvania, one of few remaining watchmaking companies that create timepieces exclusively by hand. I was both fascinated and floored by the thought of hand-making something as small, complicated, and precise as a wristwatch, but it was the last paragraph that made me stop and think. Quote, Murphy doesn't build watches for himself or his buyer. He builds for an ideal, that things should always be better than what's necessary. We don't design on the limit, Murphy says. Think about the Brooklyn Bridge. How much weight do you think it had to bear when they built it? Some horse carriages? Some pedestrians? Today there are giant semi-trucks going over it all day, and it supports that weight because it wasn't designed to the limit. That's something we take pride in, and it's something you won't find anywhere else in America. End quote. Regardless of how successful the Apple Watch becomes, regardless of whether their device is outpaced by new technology in 2 years, Apple has shown us what it means to be proud of their new product's design and craftsmanship. They appear to have designed to the same ideals as Murphy. They have once again simplified what could have been an extraordinarily complex product. For the first time, they've melded the classical with the high tech, and for the time being, it seems they've crafted a product that is better than what is necessary. Product development companies. Precise design, simplification, and outstanding craftsmanship are all ideals that guide Murphy. They are ideals that made Apple wildly successful. And, though we may not all be product designers, inventors, painters, or craftsmen, one thing is certain, we can never be sure where or for how long our work will be used in this world. Keeping these shared ideals in mind while developing our products could be just the touch of genius that makes a difference. You just listened to the posts titled, How to Turn Anxiety into Opportunity with Business Networking, and The Intersection of Ideals with a Product Development Strategy, both by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Michael, who is a family man, entrepreneur, business professional, fitness nut, organization freak, productivity junkie, and the author of Home Early, a book about destroying distraction, becoming powerfully productive, and finishing work before dinner. And you can get the first chapter of that book for free with a bunch of worksheets to go along with it right on his site, which is michaelmelberg.com. So come and check that out and show him some support. That is going to do it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you are having a great day and that you'll be back again with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.